Welcome to the Geek Psychology Podcast. This podcast comes from the Geek Psychology YouTube channel, where we use personality type and geek and gaming culture to help you play life better. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being you. And I hope you enjoy the show. What can an unhealthy INFP do to become more healthy? In this video, I'm going to tell you some of my experience and give you a couple pointers, five actually, for things that you can do as an INFP to get back into a better state and live a more positive life. What's up, legend? It's Sherman here from Geek Psychology, where I help geeks, gamers, and creatives to leverage their personality type and use that for personal growth. And with that comes confidence, motivation, less procrastination, more positivity, a better life, a better job, better relationships, all sorts of things, just through understanding your personality type and a couple other things and weaving them together to make a nice little basket of growth and joy. That's right. When I was younger, man, I struggled so much with my emotions and with understanding what I wanted to do with my life and like all these big existential crises and questions and like, why am I here on earth? And when everybody else is doing all these horrible things and hurting each other, and what could I possibly do to make any sort of impact and change anybody and just make the world a better place, you know, at least for one person, but hopefully to make humanity a better place. And it was just constant going back and forth thinking about this stuff when I was like 13 and 14 and stuff. And I remember never thinking that I would live past 30 years old. I'll be 37 next week. So I did it. I made it. And with that came a lot of, you know, thoughts about suicide and just, I don't deserve to be on the earth and there's no point for me to exist here. And just all these horrible, horrible thoughts. I was definitely unhappy and I made a change. I decided like, okay, it's time. I have to do something different in my life because I don't like my life as it is right now. Right. And I knew that before I knew my personality type, I knew that I needed to understand myself more. I needed to understand who I am and why I feel broken and what I can do with my strengths and weaknesses and all these other things. And so I chose randomly, it's a longer story than this, but I chose randomly to go to Japan. I did this when I was 18 and it drastically changed my life. I learned Japanese from then. I made friends and worked as a U.S. representative a couple times and did just so many like massive adventures in my life. And this is going to wrap back into your story too. All these huge adventures, singing karaoke with like professional singers and just all sorts of things, going out with actors and actresses and just having tons of fun. And also a lot of negative things too, you know, being told to get out, leave the country, you know, you don't belong in Japan. Being yelled at on a train when I was in Korea for things that I can't quite explain right here on this video. There were, you know, ups and downs, death threats from people, all sorts of things that all taught me like to embrace more of life and to get out there, push myself out there and find ways of emerging into a better situation, whatever that is. And through that came understanding more about myself, learning more about the edges of my comfort zone and my identity and who I am. And it actually kind of went, I think, a little bit too far in terms of exploration. And I kind of started forgetting who I was. I was a lot more happier in a superficial way. Because I was out doing things, I was always moving around and, you know, I couldn't sit still because I wanted to go see what was in the box outside. And I just wanted to go out and explore. That was really cool, but it actually ended up with me having nothing to show for my 10 plus years at the time in Japan, where I was just like, Who am I again? Didn't I like to read books? Didn't I like to write poetry and stuff like that? Like what happened? You know, because I was just playing games and going out. So I lost a lot of my identity. And so those are two different forms of health and unhealth, I suppose, that require balance within an INFP specifically. Getting out there, exploring things using your extroverted intuition, your innovating explorer character within you, that really brings out a lot more optimism. Intentionally pushing buttons and seeking change and challenge and possibilities will create more optimism in you. Because you learn that you can cope, because you learn that you can acclimate, you learn that, you know, you'll be okay. You have the energy to do it. You can handle whatever comes at you. And actually, you can thus make an impact on the world as well. You can take actions to change the environment, to change the circumstance around you. And that is a feeling that I think a lot of INFPs don't recognize quite often. That, like, you have an impact in the world around you. It's not just you being impacted, and through that, learning about yourself, right? Learning about what makes you you, why do you do the things that you do, what are your values, how can you make decisions based upon your values and the things that you want to do in your life. There is a lot of learning, right? And so I want to give you a couple different techniques that you can go through to bring out a healthier version of yourself, wherever you are within that spectrum. If you're not leaving your house because you're stuck in a loop of, I'm kind of comfortable here, I'm afraid of what's out there, I'm more comfortable with this pain deep inside my soul, and I'm just gonna be with that for a little while instead of exploring those dragons out there. Or if maybe you are kind of going the other side and you're doing so much, and you're trying to be so productive and take all these actions that you're burnt out, that you're just like, I don't know what's going to happen if I stop. You know, I'm going to crash and burn. So anyway, coming up right here. So number one, one of the biggest things that I see so many INFPs struggle with, and this is something that we talked about within the INFP-only Zoom meetup that we do every month as well. Which I'll give you more details later, but inowfeelpositive.com, go there, sign up for it, is we need to treat ourselves like we would treat a friend. We are so hard on ourselves. We're so cruel and bitter in so many ways that we don't give ourselves the love and self-care that we need to in order to make our lives healthier, in order to be a better version of ourselves, because we treat everything as like, oh, you're so dumb, you're too stupid to do this, you've never done it before, you're gonna fail, you know, you tried that before and you're gonna fail again. And that is not good. You know that. That's not good. And you would never say that to a friend or a family member or anything like that. And yet you do it to yourself, and you spend the most time with yourself, so you might want to become a better friend to yourself. So number one, treat yourself like you'd treat a friend. Number two, set smile triggers. These just little things that, like, you habitually do throughout the day, whatever it is. If it's, for me, I step outside, I turn to the left, and I see this big green tree. I like it. I look at it. I smile. Take a deep breath in. Say, I love my life. And it wasn't like that at first. That was not the first thing that came to my mind when I saw that tree, but I intentionally set a trigger to feel that, so that the more I did it, it became habituated. Also, you could do it, you know, when you wake up in the morning. Wake up, stretch, smile, force a smile, stand up in good posture, take a deep breath. You know, and you might not feel like you want to, but that is going to bring a better perspective and release different chemicals, and you're going to feel better, because you can't feel depressed when you're smiling, standing straight, you got the little like rainbow arcs in your eyes, you know, and you say, I love my life. Number three, learn to control your emotional states. There's tons of stuff that you can do to do this. I suggest researching neurolinguistic programming hypnosis even, really just understanding how your brain works and how you can instantly change states through triggers, through breathing, through imagining different scenarios and things like that, like imagining walking with your favorite song playing in your ears and strutting around, like just having fun with life and having fun with the possibilities, tying in that extroverted intuition intentionally can help you bring out better states. And when you're in a better emotional state, obviously you're going to be healthier and you're going to take more actions that are directed towards improving your life. Number four, get out there and do things that are going to teach you more about who you are and life in general. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about going to Japan and all these like strange, odd experiences that I forced myself into. Even though that they were uncomfortable, they taught me a lot about who I was. And that taught me how to control my emotional state more. And I had nights where I was just miserable. I was crying. I was angry, punching walls, punching pillows because I didn't want to break my hand, because I didn't take the action that I knew I should. And I was regretting that. I was regretting the impact that I had on another person's life and all these other things. But that taught me how to be a better version of myself down the road, because I brought in the intention of learning more about how to be a better person. And number five, craft your questions with intent. If you are wondering why your life sucks, then you're going to find the answers for why your life sucks, specifically for INFPs, in your past. You're going to get a flood of different answers, different reasons, saying, yep, this is why. Here's all the answers. You want more? Because I can bring you some more. And a lot of that's probably not even true. It's probably just your own perspective and the meaning that you attach to it that doesn't actually exist. So craft your questions better. Use extroverted intuition. Use that explorer to teach your empath to seek new horizons, to explore new possibilities. How can I make my day better today? How can I make somebody else's day better today? Maybe how can I find a metaphor or an analogy that's going to inspire me today? What can I do to help somebody out? What can I do to whatever it is? You can find all these different possibilities if you intentionally craft the questions and your self-talk. So one more time, treat yourself like you treat a friend. Two, set smile triggers. Three, learn to control your emotional states. Four, get out there and do things that'll teach you more about yourself. Five, craft your questions with intent in your self-talk as well. If you want to live a better life, you know, you want to be happier, you're sick of just going through this swamp of depression and angry little gremlins that are poking you with sticks in your dreams and nightmares and whatever that means, go to inowfeelpositive.com and sign up for the webinar. You can learn more about self-love, self-sabotage, self-care, and you can improve your relationship with yourself so that you can wake up positively and you can wake up in with a healthy mindset. And when you do that, you're going to be able to directly impact the world, because the world needs way more INFPs who are like activated and ready to go and like, I'm in a good state. I've learned how to control my emotions now. I've learned how to deal with my values, and I know exactly what I want. Because when an INFP gets convicted about something, it's like, I'm going to make this happen. I really don't care who gets in my way or whatever you say. I'm going to make it happen. We can do it. There's no stopping us. The first time that I heard Antonia Dodge from Personality Hacker say that, I welled up. I was like, that's so true. Like, I know that that's within me, and I know that that's within you too. It's just a matter of dealing with these different aspects of yourself and realigning them and adjusting them to perfect the system in some way. I can't really say perfect it, to improve the system, right? Because the goal should not be perfection. It should be working towards that better state, whatever it is. Because there's always going to be something to change. There's always going to be those days where you're just like, today sucks. And that's okay. You know, just hero up and move forward with it. because the world needs you to do that. All right. So I hope you enjoyed that little bit of motivation there at the end. Let me know down below what I said that impacted you and how you're going to use those lessons to live a happier, healthier life. Keep up the lifelong questing. Good luck. Have fun. Peace.
普通に歩いていこうかなと思って今まだちょっと撮影してるから。
It's recording again. That's good. I like recording. I like when it's recording. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's the question of the ages. What can an INFP do to become more healthy? And what can a specific... Thanks for listening, and I hope you got something out of it. I know that by listening to this podcast, it means that you're ready to take your life to the next level, and I'm so excited to help you do it. Whether you're struggling with anxiety, lack of motivation, or you're just looking for your spark and purpose, I have many courses and a one-on-one coaching service available to you to help you get out of your own way and be happy. So head on over to geekpsychology.com to get started. See you there.